The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 13th chapter, text number 1 and 2, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded August 10th, 1973, in Paris, France.
Translation: Arjuna said, "O my dear Krishna, I wish to know about Prakriti, nature, Purusha, the enjoyer, and the field and the knower of the field, and of knowledge and the end of knowledge." The Blessed Lord then said, "This body, O son of Kunti, is called the field, and one who knows this body is called the knower of the field."
Prakritaṃ purusaṃ caiva cetraṃ cetra bhameva ca etat veditum icchāmi jñānam jñānam cakkeṣa. This is the special prerogative of human being, that he can understand the nature, this cosmic manifestation, and the enjoyer of the nature, and he can be fully conversant about what is the object of knowledge, jñāṇam. There are three things: jñāṇam, jñātā, and jñāna. The object of knowledge, the knower, is called jñātā. The object of knowledge is called jñāṇam, and the process by which one can understand, that is called jñāna, knowledge. As soon as we speak of knowledge, there must be three things: the object of knowledge, the person who is trying to know, and the process by which the object of knowledge is achieved. So, some of them, just like the materialist scientists, they are simply trying to know the prakriti. But they do not know the purusha. Prakriti means the enjoyer, and purusha means the enjoyer. Actually, enjoyer is Krishna. He is the original Purusha. That is admitted by Arjuna. Purusham Shashvatam. He was the original enjoyer, Purusham. Krishna is the enjoyer. And every one of us, the living entities, and the prakriti, nature, everything is to be enjoyed by Krishna. That is Krishna's purusha. Another purusha, we living entities, we are not purusha, we are also prakriti. We are to be enjoyed, but in this material condition, we are trying to be purusha, enjoyer. That means, when the prakriti or the living entities wants to become purusha, that is material condition. If a old man tries to become a man, as that is unnatural. Similarly, when the living entities, who is by nature to be enjoyed, the example as you have given several times, that this finger capture some nice foodstuff, but actually the fingers are not enjoying. The fingers can help the real enjoy, namely the stomach. It can pick up some nice foodstuff and put it into the mouth, and when it goes to the stomach, the real enjoy, then all the prakritis, all the parts of the body, all the limbs of the body, they feel satisfaction. So the enjoyer is the stomach, not any part of the body. There is a story in Hitopadesa, from which the Aesop's fable is translated. There is a story, Udarendriyanam. Udara means this belly. And indriya means the senses. So there is a story of Udarendriyanam. The senses, all the senses met together in a meeting. They said that we are working, senses, why are you working? We are working, the leg says, yes, I'm whole day I'm working. The hand says, yes, I am working, whole day, wherever the body says, you come here and pick up the food and bringing things for cooking, I am cooking also. Then the eyes, they say that I am seeing. Every link of the body, they made a strike. Then no more we are going to work only for the stomach, who is eating only. We are all working, and this man or this stomach is eating only. Then they strike just like the capitalist and the worker. The worker undergoes strike, no more work. So all these linked parts of the body, they observe striking, and after 2-3 days, when again they met, they talked amongst themselves, say, why you are becoming weak? You cannot work now. The legs also said, yes, I am also feeling good, handsome. So what is the cause? The cause, then the stomach says, because I am not eating. So if you want to remain strong, then you must give me to eat. Otherwise, so I am the enjoyer. You are not enjoying. You are to supply things for my enjoyment. That is your position. They understood, yes, we cannot directly enjoy, it is not possible. The enjoyment must be through the stomach. You take one rasgulla, you, the fingers, you cannot enjoy. You give it to the mouth, and when it goes to the stomach, there is immediately energy. Not only the fingers enjoy, the eyes, all other parts, they feel satisfaction. And strength also. Similarly, the real enjoyer is Krishna. Krishna says, Bhoktanam Jagadavasam Sarvalukamahisaram Sridham Sarvabhutanam Jnatya Mam Shanti Michati. Thereafter Shanti, peacefulness, peace of the mind, the very Shanti. They are working hard day and night to get peace of the mind. No, that is not possible. How it is possible? just try to understand three things only. Then you'll get something. What is that? Krishna says that I am the enjoyer. You are not enjoyer. Nobody is enjoyer. If you understand this, that Krishna is the enjoyer. One. Out of the three items, one. Bhokta. Everyone in this material world, everyone is trying to become enjoyer. The first class enjoyer, number one enjoyer. But it is not possible. Nobody can enjoy. Only Krishna is the enjoyer, and if we cooperate with Krishna, through his enjoyment, we can enjoy. This is our position. So this is real knowledge. Every rascal is trying to become enjoyer. This is material one. Everyone is after sense. In the so-called prakriti, O man, the propensity is to enjoy purusha. Therefore, here in this material world, even though an O man is dressed like a O man, his mind is purusha. She wants to enjoy. Here, the O man, once man, although superficially it is supposed the man is the enjoyer, the woman is the enjoyer, but actually the woman also wants to enjoy the man. That is maya. Prakriti cannot enjoy, become purusha. So, in the Bhagavad Gita, the living entities are described as prakriti. Aparayam itastu vidhime prakritim para jiva bhuta mahabaho jayedam dharjate jagat. So the Mayavadi philosophers, they do not know the secret. They want to become God, enjoy. Our philosophy is different. We do not wish to become enjoyer. We want to be enjoyed. That is our real position. We want to serve Krishna. We want to offer everything to Krishna. We do not want to enjoy anything ourselves. That is Vaishnavism. So, here there are, in the material world, there are so many universities and economic development plans, but all these rascals, they do not know who will enjoy, who is enjoyer and who is enjoyer. They do not know. They think that we are enjoyer. Every nation, every community, every man is struggling, I am enjoyer. This is called maya. We get a certain type of body to fulfill our certain type of desire. Yesterday evening we were talking with that cardinal. So when I said that if you eat meat like animals, like the tigers or the fox, then Krishna will give you the facility to become next life a tiger and fox and cat and dog like that. These are stated. This is not my manufacturing word. These are, you'll find. You are human being. You must act like a human being. For human being, this Bhagavad Gita is there. Krishna is instructing to a human being, Arjuna, not a cat, not a dog. So, knowledge means it is meant for the human being, not for the cats and dogs. Laws means it is meant for the human being. Laws means you should do this, you should not do this. This is law, a state law or any law, nature's laws, everywhere. So, human being, for human being, Krishna is advising, patram pusmam phalam tuyam, jomi bhaktya prajacchati, because every human being must be a devotee of Krishna. That is his first business. So for a devotee, Krishna says, patram pusmam phalam tuyam jomi bhaktya prajacchati. This is the order. Therefore, next sloka is called Bhagavan Uvacha. Bhagavan Uvacha means Bhagavan, the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Person, the Supreme Opulent, He is ordering. And we are servants, we are predominated, we are not predominated. Therefore, it is our duty to abide by the orders of the Supreme Personality of God. And that is called religion. Religion does not mean the so-called rituals. That is, formalities, they are also required, but the real purpose of religion is to abide by the orders of the Supreme Personality of God. That is it. Religion means to abide by the orders of Krishna or God. That is it. So you may become, you may be a Christian, you may be a Mohammedan, you may be a Hindu or Buddhist, it doesn't matter whatever you may be. Whether you are abiding by the orders of God, very, very good. Not that God or God's representative says, thou shalt not kill, and I go on killing in the slaughterhouse, and when I am asked why I am killing, I give some my interpretation of my own. This rascal term is going. Nobody is religious. Because nobody is following the orders of God. Neither anybody. Mancha bhakti na kashta. Krishna says that I know past, present, future, everything that is confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Janmadasya jataha annayati tatatascha arthesu avigya. Avigya means one who knows. And Krishna confirms it, yes, I know past, present, future, everything. That is Krishna, that is God. Therefore, His order is supreme. So we have to follow His order. That is real religion. Purusha. Purusha is giving order. Just like an ordinary dealing in our family affairs. The husband gives order. Wife, you should manage like this, you should do like this. Similarly, prakriti, we are all prakritis, we are abide by the orders of the Supreme. Therefore, Arjuna is asking the what is that sound? Arjuna is asking the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you teach me. That is perfect teaching. If you learn something from Krishna or from His representative, that is perfect. That is perfect knowledge. All other knowledge that you gather, that cannot be perfect. Because unless you are perfect, how you can give perfect knowledge? So every one of us is imperfect because we have got imperfect senses. So with imperfect knowledge, just like the so-called scientists, philosophers, they propose their theories, I think it may be like this, perhaps. These are not knowledge. This is all nonsense. You must speak definitely. If you know, just like the Shastra says, Jalajanamula Khani. Definitely. 900,000 species of life within the water. Why? You could say, about 9 lakhs. No. 9 lakhs. Not about, more or less, no. Not like that. That is knowledge. That is perfect. Jalajanamulakhani, sthavaralakhavinshati. And the trees, plants, they are 2 millions. Never says approximately, maybe, perhaps, no. This is all nonsense. We don't accept such knowledge. But in the material world, these things are going on. Any rascal will give some theory that will be accepted and he'll be given, offered Nobel Prize. So that is condemned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Savai varaha ustrai ustrakharai samstuta purusha pasu. So, according to Bhagavad direction, these Nobel Prize winners are exactly like dogs, camels, hogs, savir varaha ustra and asses. And they are praised by similar animals. That's all. The Nobel Prize winner and the Nobel Prize giver, both of them are like dogs, hogs, animals and asses. This is fact. If a person has written some theory, evolution of chemicals, and all rubbish things, it is very nice thing for these so-called dogs and camels, but those who have got eyes to see, one who has heard from Krishna, he will understand this is nonsense. How from chemical you can produce life? And when he is asked, well sir, if I give you these chemicals, can you produce life? Immediately he says, that I cannot say. Why? It is actually happening in California University. One big professor came lecture and he said that by combination of these 4 chemicals, life has begun. So one of our students, he is also doctor in chemistry, he asked immediately, sir, if I give you all these chemicals, whether you can produce life? The answer was, that I cannot say. Why? That I cannot say. Then why you are proposing all this nonsense? If you do not know, definitely. No, we are trying in future, you shall be. This is going on in future. But it is common saying, just no future, however pleasant. Why future? Now, what you have learned, speak that. Therefore, Arjuna is asking, not to a third-class so-called philosopher and chemist and economist, but to Krishna. Krishna. Because whatever answer Krishna will give, that is fact. And Shastra means the things which have been spoken by Krishna. That is Shastra. And Guru means who speaks. Guru means who speaks on behalf of Krishna. Sadhu Shastra Guru. So Krishna is asked and the answers of Krishna which he gives, that is final. No experiment. No future. Whatever answer he gives, that is final. Otherwise, why people read Bhagavad Gita so carefully? Not now. Thousands of years. Thousands of years, not only in India, in other countries also. So, answers, real answers are there. So this chapter, 13th chapter, is very important chapter. So many rascals are there, they are talking so many things. But if you want real answer, that is described by Krishna to the sixth questions Krishna immediately answers in nutshell. The first question was, Prakritiṃ Puruṣaṁ caiva. Prakritiṃ Puruṣaṁ will be answered later on. The first answer he gave, Idam sarīraṁ kuntiyo. Kṣetra. Kṣetraṁ iti abhidhiyate. You want to learn what is the field of activities. Field of activities is not the football ground. This body is filled of activities. When I desire to play in the field, football ground, then I go to the football ground. But real desire is manufactured within. So idam sariram, we are having different types of body because we want to work differently. That is the plan. I asked so many people. They say, God has created this world. That's fact. But as soon as we ask, why He has created this world? Why He has created this universe? What is the purpose? They cannot answer. They cannot give any reply. Because they do not know. Imperfect knowledge. But anything you do, anything, especially, suppose if you construct a very nice house, so I can ask you, what is the purpose of constructing this nice house? You will say that it is for residential purpose. Either we shall reside or I shall rent it. It is meant for residential purpose. Similarly, why these cosmic manifestations, this universe, not only one universe, millions of universes. Material world is not very small. Material world is only 1/4 manifestation of the whole creation. And that 1/4, ikamsi nastitu java, Krishna says, the whole material world is only 1/4 creation. What is that 1/4 creation? That is replied in the Brahma Sangha. Jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanda koti. Jagadanda koti. When Krishna, you have seen Krishna's, what is called, Aryam? Aryam, yes. So, that is prabha, Krishna's prabha. So just like the sun has got its shining, similarly Krishna has got. So it is borrowed from Krishna's sign. So jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanna koti. Jagadanna means this universe. There are millions, koti. And each universe, jagadanna koti, jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanna koti, koti su asesa vasudhari bhinnam. And each universe, there are innumerable planets. This is material creation.